The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is the 3rd of June, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Great job you did on Dance with the Stars there. Hey, well, we have Brian Daly on the line, so we cannot dally.
Okay, we won't dally, but let's give a quick update, which we always do at the top of the hour. Sunny and hot today with a high near 97. North wind from 3 to 5 miles tonight, per hour. Mostly clear tonight with low of around 66. But I'll tell you what, we went from the 40s and the 50s boom right up into those high 90s. Tomorrow, sunny and high with a high near 99. My goodness, there was not even any rest in between. Tuesday, clear around 67. Wednesday, sunny with 95 again. Looks like Thursday will be 84 and Friday about 81. So we're going through a hot spell here for the first 3 or 4 days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran-owned business. They have been with us since day one, and they are terrific people. Chuck Kenny and his beautiful family own it, and they are located in Anderson, 365-791.
Good morning, and welcome to our show. And on the line is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian Daly.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you guys?
I know you pulled over someplace.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're heading for Sacramento. Because right. You know, you're the only person I know that lives in Bieber and works in Sacramento. I mean, that's kind of like a burden, isn't it?
Well, I've got a lot going on. As you know, we're winding down. Tomorrow's the big day for see who we're going to have for the next senator, and I'm confident and hopeful that it's going to be me. And so I have, you know, there's a lot of. We had the end of session last week for House of Origin bills. So we had a long week last week. And then, you know, our son, Reagan, is going to be graduating this Friday. So there's a lot going on with a lot of folks, just, you know, with graduation and summer's coming and, you know, a lot happening.
Well, you know, the fact is that I don't know. Are you going to change when you win the Senate?
No.
I mean, we're still going to see you.
What's that?
You come up a lot. You know, of course, you know, you go from Bieber to Sack, Sack to Bieber. So we're kind of in between you right then. But you've always been that man that is at events that pretty much has a finger on the pulse of things that are going on around here. We thoroughly hope you get elected.
Well, you know, Carl, I got involved over 20 years ago at the county level just because I wanted my community to be a better place. And, you know, I felt that I could, and I believe I have made a difference. And so that's my goal is to get to the Senate. You know, I've built lots of relationships in the Assembly, and I get a lot of bills over to the Senate that I'm trying to do things for our district and for the state, and they get hung up there. So my goal is to educate the senators on the challenges we have in our district, along with the things that we provide for the state, water, natural resources, recreation, but we also have challenges of, you know, our we have to bus most of our kids to school in most of the district. We have health care that's provided a different way, our public safety. We have homeless. We have fires. So those are the things that I share with the legislators, and I want to expand on bringing services to our neck of the woods, and I've been successful at it. So that's why I'm running for state senate. You know, I was born in Redding. My family homesteaded in Siskiyou County, and, you know, I love California, and I think that the rest of California really doesn't have the opportunity to know what the North State is about. And so, you know, it's been almost 20 years since we've had a legislator from our area. I mean, Maurice Johannesson was the last one who was from the Redding area. And from the true North State, we've always had, for the last over 20 years, we've had somebody from the southern part of the district representing us. And, you know, I feel like it's time that if we show up to and get out the vote, it's a special election. It's going to be, you know, it's not on people's radar. Just like I mentioned, there's a lot going on. There's, you know, springtime and the lake's full of water, and, you know, people aren't thinking about elections. So we got 55% of the vote in Shasta County in the primary, and, you know, I'm really encouraging people to get out to vote and tell your neighbors and your friends and make those phone calls. Because if we turn out to vote in my end of the district, which I won very strongly, we can have a senator from our area.
Well, and I think that's important. I think it's really important. Now, the other thing is it appears that the amount of mudslinging, you know, I've seen your run before, and it seems like, you know, it was never before. And I'm not saying it's on your side. I'm just saying it just seems like there's been a lot of it. Finger pointing going on there. Why do you think that started?
You know, Carl, I think that maybe it's just going for a higher office. It seems to be more controversial, but you know, my opponent really doesn't have a lot of experience, and so, you know, I've done a lot of things to over the 20 years that I can point to that you know, I want my constituents and the people that are voting to. I want them to vote for me, not against the other guy. So I share that, you know, I have a family, I run a business, I have employees, and I've done what I said I was going to do originally. I was going to share our district, and you know, I've kept our power plants running. I'm doing a bill right now that's going to relieve the regulation of having to have solar on your home if you lost your home during the fires. And so those are things that actually impact the community, and so that's what I want to share with those folks. So my opponent's been making up stuff. He's an attorney, and you know, he's been trained in twisting the truth and or planting seeds in your mind of something that may not be what it is. But you know, I like to stand on my record. I believe I've done a good job, and I know I've helped save jobs in our community. I've helped. You know, bring $1 billion from the high-speed train monies, the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, to go to do vegetation management. And I don't believe those things would have happened, Carl, if it wasn't for my relationship across the aisle. And, you know, yes, I'm conservative. I have a concealed carry permit. I'm Second Amendment. I have 100% rating from the California Taxpayers Association. I'm backed by firefighters and police officers. And so, you know, I want to share those things. I don't want to talk about the things that have, you know, my opponent seems to be twisting the truth. So, yeah, it's been different than any race I've ever been in, but I know that the people that know me and know my heart for the district and believe in me, I just need them to turn out to vote, and we're going to be successful tomorrow.
Well, I know liberal Democrats. Some people say, really? I'm like, yeah, no, I know people of all persuasions. And I've seen them all putting down on Facebook that they're voting for you. So I think that's a positive thing. We're going to need to take a break. But you know what? One of the things that's going on right now is our veterans clinic we have up here is in the middle of a battle. And it probably hasn't reached your desk. And, you know, everybody goes, well, it's the feds. Well, no, it's being run out of Sacramento. And through the Veterans Administration, the California Veterans Administration. And some things are happening up here that are just, you know, the overall care here at the clinic is great. But there's some things going on here that they've come up to talk about. There's some new programs starting on June 6th that could really, really affect a lot of veterans up here. These new programs. I know that probably hasn't reached your desk. You take such a personal interest in the veterans. I will probably talk to Bruce Ross, and I hope that he can convey this to you. You can come up and talk to people, because when you're a senator, I think you swing a bigger stick on things like this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, we've got another 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. But thanks. We know how important your time is, especially right now in the heat of the run. So we'll be right back here with Brian Daly. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio on this Monday morning. Money. And this is Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. And I've just heard that 1460 AM is just maybe a little scratchy today. Switch over to 96.5. Go to 96.5. I've got it in the chat room. We're going to put it on the Facebook here just to have people switch over. And down again we go with the engineers. So before I spend $1,000 on one card in that, I want to make sure that that's what it is. It's not a bunch of electrical problems that the city has been having around this place. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show. 7:18 in the morning. It's going to be a beautifully hot day today, and it's like about 68 right now. On the phone is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Hey, Brian, the bills that are coming on now, the new ammunition bill that starts 1 July is just going to be it's just going to be fun to watch what happens on that day, 1 July. But the other things that are working that you've had an impact on, and ones that you wish you could, you know, that you wish you could have gotten through. You know, we know that you've gotten, you know, you've helped with the cogen plants. I mean, the only reason they're going is because you convinced them about tax, you know, getting tax breaks and all that kind of stuff. But what is it that you really worked on that you really wish you could have pushed through?
You know, Carl, there's Wow, that's a great question. There's so many things. Just for example, the ammunition one. I was on the Water Parks and Wildlife Committee when that bill came through, and you know the science behind lead ammunition and the Condor was one of the big pushing factors that most of the members got convinced by that being the reason that they banned lead ammunition. And, you know, for wildlife. But at the end of the day, there really aren't very good alternatives to lead ammunition, as you know, somebody who hunts and shoots a lot, as I do myself. But they were convinced. So, you know, I just went last night, actually, I applied for my hunting license and deer tags for this upcoming season. Today's the actual, yesterday was the deadline. And so, and right up there on the, you know, screen on the computer, it says, you know, the banning of lead ammunition. So it's not practical for our area. They're not doing it across the country. And I don't think the science justifies. Now, they did have a lead ammunition ban already in where the Condor's home to in Southern California. And so that made sense for that area, but not for the whole state. And that's the thing I think that frustrates me the most, Carl, is that, you know, this is a giant state. It has a lot of diversity, not only with, you know, groups of people, but it also has diversity when it comes to our natural resources and our infrastructure and how we provide services that government is supposed to provide for people. You know, infrastructure for roads, infrastructure for water storage, schools, public safety. Those are all things that are delivered in different fashions throughout the state. And so for me, it's not so much just one bill, it's the fact that what works in Southern California and San Francisco and San Diego doesn't necessarily work in Redding and doesn't work in our area. So that's the frustrating part for me, is that these one-size-fits-all pieces of legislation don't work for our communities. And, you know, I talked many times with you and shared with you about my own personal business where, you know, we have trucking, we have clean air in our area, so we have different challenges than they do in Fresno, where the air is really bad. But I'm held accountable for the same air quality standards in Shasta and Lassen and Modoc, where we have good air most of the time if our forest isn't on fire. But it's cost my business a lot of money.
The forest isn't on fire.
I'm not changing the environment. So those are the things that are really super frustrating to me. And so that's why I've tried to carve out, you know, pieces of legislation. Just like I said, we did the biomass. We helped our rural hospitals. I was able to keep the long-term care facilities that are attached to our hospitals. It was like $25 million that our hospitals didn't have to pay that they were supposed to pay, because I was able to convince the legislators that it wasn't right for our areas. And these are district hospitals that we pay a tax locally so we can have a hospital. That's not the case in the, you know, big cities. Those are not district hospitals. We have to have, we pay a property tax assessment on ourselves so that we can have these hospitals in the rural areas. So those are the things that, for me, are more frustrating. You know, I did a bill my first couple years to get money from this greenhouse gas reduction fund to go to fuel vegetation management, and I got it hung up in the Senate, and it didn't get out. And here we did. Now, last year, we were able to get $1 billion from the same fund, but it took the, you know, fires in Sonoma, it took the car fire, it took the Paradise fire to get that done. I mean, actually, we did it before the Paradise fire, but it took our Shasta County. We're losing lives and infrastructure that we would have been 3 years ahead of where we are now if we would have passed that piece of legislation, because I knew that, you know, fire is a big risk for California. But so those are the things that I think, for the most part, that are frustrating to me. But, you know, you have to not focus on the things that you weren't successful at. You have to focus on that I have made a difference in people's lives. I mean, just like you talked about veterans, we do casework, Carl. We help people every day. And when I'm frustrated and think I just want to go back and try to run my business and be with my family, I look at those things that I have been able to accomplish, and that's what keeps me going, is that, you know, I know that there's people in Redding and Bernie that have a job, they're making their house payment, their kids are able to play Little League, and they're able to go to a school that has a bus that works because I directly impacted their lives. And so for me, I focus on those things, and that's why I do what I do. I have an awesome wife, a great family, and I'm sacrificing time away from my business and my family to go down and make our communities a better place, and I've been successful at that. So that's what keeps me going. I've enjoyed, you know, yeah, everybody can point fingers, and I always say it's different when you're in the ring fighting the bull versus in the stands slinging the bull. Well, I chose to be in the ring, and I'll take that battle every day because I know I've changed people's lives in our district, and I rest on those things and not on them on the things that I haven't been able to be successful at.
Well, you know, Brent, is Megan ready for this to be over?
You know, I got to tell you, I am so blessed because she's a fighter, and she's been, yeah, I mean, you know, it's really hard when you're, it's more like
is she the daughter. Is she the mama lion?
Yeah, she is. She is very much a very strong, awesome woman, but it's for my little daughter. My boys get it because they're older, but my little girl's like, you know, she sees the commercials and sees the mailers, and she's like, you know, they make me look like I'm old or I'm faded, and I'm, you know, and, you know, he's always got you with your mouth open. It's just, she's like, it's hard for her, right? I mean, but, you know, I'm sharing that by doing what I do, it also builds character in them, and they realize that, you know, we do it for a reason, that we're believers, God is good, and if I'm supposed to be in the Senate, God will put me there. If I'm not, I won't be there, and he has a different plan for me. And so we focus on our faith, we focus on our community, and we focus on the good things that God has provided for us. And
well,
so whatever happens will happen.
Well, I hope you know, and the people, you know, we don't usually endorse, but we have endorsed Brian Daly all the time. And we have, for every one of your elections.
We've been with you since day one, buddy.
And we still do.
I know,
we trust you. We trust what you've done. You're an honest man. You return phone calls. Your people, the people you have working for you are just crackerjack people, too. I mean, Bruce Ross and the other people you have working for you here, I mean, they're involved in the fight every day. So it's going to be kind of like we hate to lose you, but we're not losing you. You know, you're still here for us. You're going to be able to swing a bigger hammer.
I appreciate that, and that's exactly why I know my vote's going to be twice as powerful. I'll be able to educate more. And, you know, I do have great people. I've been blessed with a lot of good people, and we've done a lot. So I just want you to get out the vote, and I thank you, the people who are listening, that tomorrow's the day. If you have your absentee ballot, you need to carry it in. If not, please go to the polls and vote for me. You can go to BrianDaly.com, or you can call me personally at 530-251-3888, which is on your sample ballot. If you read your sample ballot, my phone number's on there, and I've literally gotten thousands of calls over the last 6 months during this race, and keep that number. If you ever want to talk to me, that's the number I've had.
And I bet if people need rides, there's going to be people out there giving people rides
one
to the
more,
polls.
One more time, Brian, the day.
Tomorrow.
Let's just make sure everybody knows that tomorrow they go to their polling station.
We come back with our little I voted.
That's it.
That's right.
Thank you so much for
Brian,
being with us.
Thanks for, I know it's a busy time. Thanks for spending this time with us.
Have a great
and a
safe day.
Be careful on the way down there.
And call us on your victory lap.
Okay, we'll be there tomorrow night in Redding.
Okay. Where are you going to be at tomorrow night?
We're going to be at the Sheraton.
Okay.
You're going to be at the Sheraton
come
tomorrow?
Come by and say hi. Yeah,
okay.
We're going to be at the Sheraton tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll be glad.
They'll close at 8, and we'll be watching the results.
All right. Okay.
Sounds great.
Brian Daly.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay.
Hey, coming up after the break, we are going to talk about 5 things that you need to know today. We are going to be covering... of course, the Virginia Beach mass shooting, that is just probably at the top of
horrendous.
At the top
but
of our minds.
It's something else, too, something President Trump has done, and I know why he's done it. It took me a little bit to figure it out, but once I saw it, I knew exactly why.
Well, that's going to be interesting. I think a lot of people would like to hear your spin on that.
All right. Hey, 7:29 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Guys, 90s, summer's here. And if you said, oh, I've been kind of putting it off to make sure my air conditioner's okay, give them a call, 221-2642, because once it gets in a full swing, trust me, no matter how good Martin and Pam are and all the people that work for them, they are running 12 and 13 and 14-hour days to try and keep up with everything that's needed. Get on the schedule today to make sure everything is working with your air conditioning. 221-2642, or take a look at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:30 in the morning. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody.
What did you say? It was currently 70 degrees downtown.
It is currently
70
degrees.
My goodness.
70 degrees already downtown. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. caring, compassion, community, and in one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, my friends. So if you have those little twinges, and you might want to have that checked out, as one of my friends did, and they immediately got him under care, got him back up on his feet and everything. In fact, there's two people we know that that's happened down at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got Paul Mazur down there. Dr. Paul Mazur is the head of their cardiology and does a great, great job. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, the one thing I was going to throw out there was that I saw a photo. Saw a photo of President Trump, and his hair was combed back. Did you see that photo?
Yes.
You showed it to me, right?
Yes.
I wonder if it has anything to do.
You had a trend.
That
you started.
I started, you know, as people might know that, see, as I started growing my hair out, now I'm combing my hair back. And yeah, I noticed it, and I've been on Facebook a couple of times. Now, President Trump is combing his back, which frankly looks a lot better.
Well, he's currently at, they are currently at the Westminster Abbey, and it's not. But anyway.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something that was horrific. And, you know, I mean, this did happen, and it just, for some reason, maybe sitting down at my computer and focusing on a headline, we've had so many mass shootings. But this one was with a coworker. And, you know, it reminds me of anybody like Public Utility, many of these people. He just went in. He resigned. City of Virginia Beach starts the work week in a list nobody wants to be on, the site of a mass shooting. 12 people were killed. I started going through their pictures and their backgrounds, and my heart is just so heavy.
Yeah.
A veteran city engineer who had resigned hours early. He resigned hours earlier, opened fire inside a public works building. He shot indiscriminately at victims on three floors. People rushed to nearby buildings, stacked desks against office doors and hidden closets. The sound of scream rang in her ears. Some held hands in silence or sent desperate text messages to loved ones. The shooter was killed in a gun battle with police after the deadliest massacre in the country this year.
Well, the guy who was the shooter was an engineer's reports that he had was being disciplined because of violent altercations, physical altercations that he had with a couple other employees, and he was going to be disciplined. And the guy that right before it saw him, he was inside because after he would eat. He would go in and brush his teeth. So if somebody was in there with me, said, "Hey, how's it going?" "Oh, good. What are you going to do this weekend?" "Not much." And then literally, and so this guy is leaves because he's finished. He's leaving and walks out of the building, and the guy starts shooting. And he went in, he used his badge, and he went into the operations building where mostly civilians aren't in there because you need a badge to get in there. And started shooting, like you said, indiscriminately, it appears. But he kills 12 people. He did it with two pistols that he had bought, let me say this, 2 years ago, and he had bought them legally. So, the fact that he was in there, his thing is, oh, we've got to tighten up. He shouldn't have had a pistol. Well, why not? Because nobody knew that this guy was getting ready to go off the edge right there. And he did buy them. He bought them legally. Now, the other thing about this, and it is horrible, but the other thing about this, like so many of the other shootings, it was a gun-free zone. It was gun-free. That meant that the city and the county workers cannot carry a concealed firearm. And because of that, they're unarmed. There's no armed security in this building.
Unbelievable.
So from that, nobody could defend themselves. So what they did is, like you said, they got into offices, they barricaded the doors. The police are coming. The police got there. I'm sure the police got there just as fast as possible. Active shooter in the building here, and then as soon as they got in, they engaged the guy, and the gun battle went on for a while because he was moving from spot to spot
with just two handguns.
Two handguns.
So he must have really been an expert on reloading.
Well, you know what? Reloading a semi-automatic pistol, and this is the other thing.
This is horrible.
You can only carry 10 rounds. Well, it takes you like about a second and a half, maybe.
To go through 10?
Well, no. To reload. I mean, he's shooting and he's reloading. But, again,
we're numb to it.
The system, he was checked. He had a background check. There was no indications from anybody that this guy was getting ready to go over the edge. This guy, when he went over the edge, it's horrible. And those people were in there unarmed and had no way of defending themselves.
And how do you ever get over the fact that you were sitting next to the guy and he got he got shot, or she got shot, and you didn't.
And you didn't.
And so, what, you know, again, we heard about this. Now I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing
the
faces of the people and their backgrounds and who they were, grandmothers, fathers.
Different ethnic groups.
It just is, you know, makes my heart heavy. Okay, the next thing, let's move along a little bit. U.S. business leaders are worried about a recession popping up the end of 2020, a new report says. The main worry, tariffs and the Trump administration's protectionist trade policy. The report from the National Association of Business Economics is based on interviews with 53 economists, and is considered a leading barometer of where the business community thinks the economy is headed. The survey's respondents think the risk of a recession starting this year is low. They put it at only 15% chance, but the economists peg the chance of a major slowdown starting by the end of 2020 by 60%. What do you think about that?
I think it's CNN, and I think if you look at what the rate of inflation is, it's still real low, so that's not hitting it like that. Trump's threat to Mexico to stop thousands. You know, we're having literally 1,000 charge the border, and they're holding us fast. You know what? We're being overrun at the border, and the reason we're being overrun at the border is because Mexico is a conduit from Central America and South America, just letting them through. So Trump says, you know, you better have a little bit more in the play here. It's going to cost you because it's costing us millions of dollars. It's costing us millions of dollars for these people to come across the border. You know, I said once that there was a large percentage of them that don't show up for their hearings. Well, and I had somebody say, no, you look at this statistically, and there's like 80% show up. Okay, but I'd like to see what the statistics are now when we've had this many people come across. Though we've caught a record number of people, when they catch them, they don't have room for them, so they're having to fly them into the interior of the United States and let them off in places, or truck them, or bus them. This is an emergency, yet the House of Representatives is focusing on impeachment. They should focus on what we're going to do to fix the immigration problem. And if you want to, you know what, if you come up with a plan that says, okay, we're going to shut the border, and all our DACA, all of our dreamers that came over here when they were 2 years old or whatever, and you want to give them citizenship, you know, a fast trip to citizenship for the kids, you know, they're now adults. Hey, I got no problem with that. You know, oh no, they're there illegally. They're here legally because their parents brought them here. Now, their parents are going to have to go through a much longer time frame. But we've got to do something about the immigration. But the first thing we have to do is seal this border. And whether you admit it or not, walls work. Make it in places you can't put a wall, you make it an electronic wall. You concentrate your forces there so that when they're coming across, you're catching them and pushing them back. Or turn them back across. Put them in buses. Drive them back down 100 miles. Of course, Mexico's not going to like that. But then again, we don't like what Mexico's doing. No, it's a mess. And yet nothing is being done. Again, nothing is being done.
That we see. That we see it down the outside. We don't know that they're not.
Do you hear one person talking about it? Even the Democrats that are tell the truth will say this is a big problem.
All right, number four, Boeing. Boeing has problems beyond its troubled 737 MAX planes. The aircraft maker said some of its 737 planes, including many of the now grounded 737 MAX planes, may have faulty parts on their wings. The faulty parts could fail prematurely or crack. The FAA said a part failure would not bring down a plane, but it could damage an aircraft while in flight. Boeing, working with the FAA, is asking airlines to inspect the 737s in their fleets. So Boeing is still working to get the 737 MAX planes back in the air. They were grounded worldwide after the fatal crashes of the Ethiopian airline jet and a Lion Air jet.
Well, I think Boeing is in trouble.
They are. This is one of the headlines. Missing mountain climbers. There's a potential clue in the search for 8 mountain climbers who went missing on a peak in the Indian Himalayas, but it's a disturbing one. A helicopter search team spotted a backpack in the snow on the peak. The fear is that the climbers were caught up in an avalanche. The chances of survival are almost zero, an Indian official said. the team of climbers, four Britons, two Americans, and Australian, and their Indian liaison officer, disappeared a week ago in the region of Nanda Devi East Mountain, one of the highest peaks in India, at just over 24,000 feet. The rescue effort has been hampered by heavy rain and high winds.
You've got to take a break, but Mount Everest had a number of people killed this year.
Yes, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did. And one of those reasons is if you ever take a photo or take a look at a photo of them, they're lined up like it's like we're giving away $1,000 in cash. And the climbers are, you know, they must be lined up for well over a half a mile or more. And up there, and they're at 27,000 feet. So your body goes into oxygen deprivation. Even if they have oxygen, if they have enough. And it's they've lost a number of them to altitude sickness, and of course, just regular people that just, you know, they just die when they're up there. It's crazy. And then you have these others that are in India, up in the Himalayas there, that just went. So this is not, you know, it seems like this is something that, you know, this is on people's bucket list. And if you got $27,000 to be able to plunk down for a permit, and then you've got the money for the Sherpas and the other stuff you need, it may mean is that they're not training like they used to. All right, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, teaching this weekend, and had a great class on Saturday. People are knowledgeable. They're all getting that license for protection, self-protection. One of them travels in the construction. He's down in L.A. a lot. Says we've had people coming in on our property down there that are stealing, and then they threaten. They pick up clubs and things. So it's tough where they're at. Plus, there's so many other reasons to carry. When you start thinking about the threats to you and your loved ones, well, Northern Firearms Instruction provides great CCW training, advanced pistol training, defensive pistol, defense of your home, unarmed combat, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. It's 7:46 in the morning. It's like 72 degrees already. Going up into the 90s today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bach. 72 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane here. It's on the 3rd of June, 7:51 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people since 1993. All parts of your lives, from seniors to veterans to business leaders, everybody. That's anybody. Gives Judy Maxwell a call. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441.
All right, Saturday night at the Cascade Theater, this former Saturday night, was Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Of course, there's three women and three men that come forward with either a dancer, a partner by choice, or they're put with a professional dancer. And Kathy Babcock, going to do a big shout out to Kathy Babcock because she choreographed 12 of the numbers. I think there was an outrageous number of what she. So if you figure each dancer does two different types of dancers and two dancers, like there's six in the first and there's six in the second.
Yeah.
She choreographed most of the show.
Big shout out to Sarah Fernandez, Linda Fitzgerald, Andrea Howe, and Armando Morado, Pete Metz, and Stacia Reeder. No, those are your people that were dancing, and they did just a great job. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. You know, I've seen a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Been in one of them.
Been in one. You were Judge's Choice Award for you and Kathy doing the tango.
Yeah,
fabulous at it. By the way, my feet hurt from stomping them on the ground.
Well, in this case, Stacia Reeder. Tied with Pete Metz for the judge's choice.
Right.
And then she won the People's Choice. And People's Choice is where you buy tickets and you stuff them.
We have a intermission between the first, you know, of course, the first set of dances and the second dance. And then after that, one more break before we do the judge's choice award. So it was a very, like you said, I've judged 10 years now.
Yeah. Well, you have. And I tell you what, your enthusiasm. And the way you pump up these dancers is wonderful. And I think that I've seen judges give low numbers, and God knows why, and they talk to them about pointing their toes and all this. That was several years ago.
Yes.
But what happens is the dancers come off with a score of 5, and they come off the stage with, you know, kind of like, I'm going to kill somebody. I've been devoting my life for 2 months to this.
But it's changed quite
it's changed dramatically.
Because in the beginning, it was really kind of Dancing with the Stars, and there was a little fundraising. Now it's really all about the fundraising and the dances. It's very difficult for these people to take this role on, and I encourage, if you're asked to really consider that, it really is a very big commitment of time. So everybody is a hero. The people who are dancing with the dancers, because not only do they have to fundraise, they have to learn a dance, two dances, by the way, and you know, outfit your dance, memorize your dance. There's just a lot involved, and I commend every single person that's done this. Sheriff did. Didn't Sheriff dance one year?
I'm not sure.
Les Baugh did.
And you know what? It'll always be imprinted into my brain. Andrea Howe, but let me mention Andrea Howe, who won the overall. She received the most donations, the highest number, mm-hmm. the highest number of money to raise for. So she was the overall winner there, as far as that goes, is
and
raising money.
You know, I wish that we talked about this last night. I'm hoping that next year we have the most creative dance.
Yeah.
Because there was one particular dance that sticks out of my mind that was just, you know, it was acted beautifully, and that couple would be
Pete Metz.
No, Pete Metz was great. I'm talking
Somebody flashed in the window. You see that?
Yes, I'm talking about the guy with the rocker. They're our next guest, too, because that's how we like them so much that they're allowed to flash.
Yeah. Oh no, you're
the
right.
The guy with
that
the walker.
Oh,
and
that was Linda Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and she did a great job, too. She's a life coach.
I thought she did really well.
She's a power coach. So anyway, great event. And then let's go to Ashley, because you were there with Riggs Media, and they did a smash-up job with, what, three floating cameras? What was going on?
We had two floating cameras and one stationary. And as far as I know, we're the only people north of Sacramento who have this particular system. So two of us were completely wireless. We were able to roam around on stage, get some fantastic shots, and it was just so much fun.
You know, I could see this, and Wade is always a guy that's thinking future,
right.
future,
mm-hmm.
about being able to maybe stream this,
yep.
and people would have to pay
a pay-per-view stream.
A pay-per-view,
right.
and then the money goes to
right one
place.
That was excellent.
Because there are a lot of people, a lot of the dancers came up to us at one point or another going, hey, my grandma in Wisconsin really would love to see a copy
sure.
of this. And so to be able to see it live, and, you know, again, Wade's one of those people who just keeps raising the bar. And so next year, I think that's on his agenda.
Right.
At least in his sights.
Well, that's great to see the all of Dancing with the Stars and One Safe Place. Actually, all the funds went to One Safe Place, that they're moving forward in a positive direction and upward and onward. So thank you, Ashley. You were such a consummate professional as well.
Always
working.
Fun.
Yeah, great
Love
stuff.
It.
Okay, before we take a break, I've got to tell you about one thing. This time last year, IHOP created a ton of buzz on social media by changing its name temporarily to IHOB, which to promote its burgers. So now the Glendale, California-based chain is taking to calling the newest additions to its burger line up pancakes. The trio of new menu items, Black Angus Beef Pancakes, are the big IHOP pancake burger, which actually includes a traditional pancake between the meal patties. Do I hear like Beano or what? The garlic butter pancakes.
Do you put like syrup on it?
The garlic butter pancake steak burger and the loaded Philly pancake steak burger. IHOP, which stands for International House of Pancakes, is calling its new vocabulary do-si-do, a playful twist that again shows it takes its burgers as seriously as it takes its pancakes.
We know everybody hated it, but it got like $12 million worth of free publicity, I tell you that.
And for a limited time, they're going to be serving unlimited fries starting at $6.99. What does that mean? Limited fries starting, I guess I get $6.99 with limited fries. So here's what's coming. The big IHOP pancake, buttermilk pancake griddled with cheddar cheese and layered between two steak burger patties, then topped with American cheese, custom cured hickory bacon, smoked bacon, and a house-made IHOP sauce.
Well, they just had 2 minutes here on the show of us advertising IHOP, where I haven't been to IHOP in...
No.
I can't remember the last time I was IHOP.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what else? Colt 45 baseball is up and running,
yes.
and it is running strong here. The team's a great team. The next game, I believe, will be this Thursday, and it goes over through the weekend. Rick Bassetti and the coaches down there put together a great group of guys, and the field's in perfect shape. We had people. I was there at 9:30 on Saturday. At the end of the game, and the score was like 12-2, and a lot of people still there enjoying themselves. It's a good place. I mean, you know, folks, we're giving away tickets in the next hour, and these tickets are good for any game. I thoroughly urge somebody to call in when we give away these tickets. And we're going to be giving away tickets, you know, this whole week so that you can enjoy this baseball game. And, you know, give them away in fours so you can take, you know, take your family with you. And or you can just go six times if that's what you want. But you're going to you will really enjoy yourself. It's set up. The game starts at 7:15. The shade. You're in the shade then. You get starting to get the breeze off the river. It's not as hot as you think it is. But it's a good way. It's a great way to spend an evening, a great way to take the kids out. It's super fun. A lot of different things going in. The kids can participate. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages with Enjoy.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. It was the royal treatment at Buckingham Palace today for President Trump and First Lady Melania.
To the sounds of gun salutes, Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and inspected by the Guard of Honor, worn by the Grenadier Guards wearing the traditional bearskin hats. The gun salute accompanying an official visit is one of the highest honours Britain can bestow on a foreign leader. The ceremony took place under clear blue skies on the spacious garden next to the 775-room palace. That's the official residence of the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Congress returning to Washington from its Memorial Day break today to continued talk among Democrats of possible impeachment. But Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says not so fast.
Bob Mueller had 22 months, $30 million, 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas. If he could have established obstruction, he would have done it.
Jordan appeared on ABC's This Week. Still, no word on a motive in that deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach last week.
At this point of the investigation, we do not have that any of the information that he was targeting anyone specifically.
Police Chief James Cervera, 12 victims died along with the gunman. A senior North Korean official rumored to have been purged after the failed summit with the U.S. has appeared at a concert seated near North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Golden State Warriors have evened up the NBA Championship Series at one game apiece with a 109-104 win over the Toronto Raptors. Game 3 Wednesday at Oracle Arena. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up about 65 points. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can't save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776. Don't delay. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in the Netherlands for talks with his Dutch counterpart that are expected to touch on rising tensions between Washington and Tehran. With mission accomplished, a White House lawyer is departing.
President Trump tweeted Saturday, Emmett Flood, who helped him with the Mueller report, is leaving service June 14th. Flood, who was part of President Clinton's legal team during the Kenneth Starr investigation, is packing up now that the two-year probe has ended. The president praised Flood for doing an outstanding job and called him my friend. Mr. Trump also used the tweet to once again hammer the point there was no collusion, no obstruction, case closed. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A pretrial hearing is set for today for actor Kevin Spacey, accused of groping an 18-year-old at a bar on Nantucket in 2016. Spacey's lawyers have accused the man of deleting text messages that they claim support the actor's claims of innocence. The judge has ordered the bar to turn over surveillance footage from the night in question. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines.
At least officially, the days of summer gasoline and winter gasoline are over.
The Trump administration is keeping a promise to allow year-round sales of gasoline mixed with 15% ethanol. The EPA announced the change Friday, ending a summertime ban on the E15 blend, which had been imposed out of concerns for increased smog. Until the change, only a 10% ethanol blend called E10 was allowed for summer, and pump prices often seasonally spiked while the blends got changed out. Court challenges are expected. Environmental groups contend that the U.S. Clean Air Act prohibits the year-round sales of E15. This change does fulfill a pledge that President Trump made to U.S. corn farmers. George Bonzani reporting.
Business Insiders reporting that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's personal security chief is facing accusations of sexual misconduct. The website citing letters from Zuckerberg's household that include alleged racist and homophobic comments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here, the 3rd of June, 2019, 8:06 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Monday morning. We're very happy to have our moment with Enjoy in this next hour. It's 8:06. Currently, gosh, what is it, almost 75? It's just right.
It's 73 degrees.
73 degrees.
Right,
I'm going to tell you a little bit about the weather update.
No, you're absolutely right. In the last 10 minutes, it's gone up 2 degrees.
There you go. Okay, it's going to be 97 today. Sunny and hot with our lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with a high of 99. Oh, my gosh, you guys, we're getting up to the triple digits here with a low of 67. But as we progress, Wednesday, 95, Thursday, 84, and Friday, 81. So that's our forecast as we go into Saturday at 87 and back up to 93 on Sunday. Clear weather, no thunderstorms, and isn't that nice? Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now we go to our Monday morning call from Raleigh. Sally, good morning. And what is happening tonight at your meeting?
Good morning. We have something very interesting going on at our meeting tonight. Several weeks ago, there was a debate on a radio show down in the southern part of the state between Paul Preston and Mark Baird. The differences between New California proposed and the proposed state of Jefferson. And it's quite interesting and very revealing. So we're going to play that. There's a video of it. So we're going to show that video to the folks and let them decide which effort, which movement stimulate them to help out with the effort.
Well, you know, this is what I don't understand. I know Mark Baird. I know he's an articulate guy. He's bright. I mean,
yes.
What did Paul Preston bring to the mix except his idiocy?
Well, he thinks he has a better way of doing it than going to court.
He still believes that. He still believes, unless he's changed radically, he still believes that the Sandy Hook shootings is a conspiracy theory.
I do believe he does, yes.
Well, he also thinks other things. I believe that the things he says is, in my opinion, racist. And that, you know, frankly, Mark Baird, debating this guy is, seems like, you know, Mark could do it with half his brain tied behind his back.
Well, and that's funny you should say that, because that's very exactly what happens in this debate. In fact, Paul Preston says he has to go before the interview is even over because he has to be in a meeting.
Yeah, of course, he has to be in a meeting because he's being an idiot. Okay. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. He says that, you know, this thing about the, you know, even the guy that you know, Alex Jones, who kept saying, it was fake, had to eat his words and go back and say that it was, he was going through PTSD or something when he said it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely horrendous. So, okay, so, but it's going to be worth it watching it to watch Beard wipe the floor up with him.
Wipe the floor, yes. That's exactly what they'll see. So tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road, it's the church that shall remain nameless.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sal.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, you just, I love it. You know, you're on this roll right now. I think since you grew your hair out,
yeah.
And, you know, you've grown.
Carl's
he's not high and tight anymore. He's like loosey and goosey and long and slick.
There's
back.
No difference in me now than it was with short hair. It's just now I've got longer hair. It takes me longer to get ready in the morning, like another 30 seconds to comb it back. So I know this Paul Preston, and I think he's an idiot. He was on our station, I'll tell you, and I'm ashamed, but he was on our station for a year, maybe, you know, for a year. But when he starts saying things like that, you're off, buddy. You're off. And it's one thing to be hard right conservative. It's another thing to say, well, you know, this is possible. But when you start saying things that are just like that, I have no time for them, and I don't understand why even people waste time bringing him in for an interview or a debate. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we do have time for, though.
Always,
and then we can
have
change
time.
That. I wish we had a little piece of music we can put in there. Do 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 do, doodle, 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 unicorns and rainbows.
We have with us James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That just elevates my mood.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
It takes me off the semi-auto back into on safe. So
all right, you guys, welcome to the show. And of course, we're here our monthly issue of Enjoy. Now, like Northern California Living, savor the flavor. It's a darling girl eating. We just talked about pancakes. Isn't that interesting? A little slice of pancakes. But you've got a beautiful issue. And so, how you guys been?
Good.
Good. Busy.
I am already, though, I have to tell you, and to be honest,
what?
I am not ready for this heat already.
What happened? There was
today.
No in between.
Yesterday, I was so cranky.
There was no in between. It's like been thunderstorms and rain and. It was cold, and it was like, you know, anyway, so, yeah.
It takes me a little while to adjust, and there's been no adjustment.
No,
it's just been...
So all of us in air conditioning,
humid hot.
Yeah, and the humidity is, I think that's the reality of it. I mean,
it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you haven't lived here for the last 30
years
of your life. No, not like this year.
No, it wasn't like this before.
No,
I just never got used to it. I don't know how, I was designed to live somewhere where there was... cool ocean breezes and snow, and I don't know how I ended up here. I love it here. That's what keeps me. But that isn't that the way they say that Reading would be the most perfect place on earth to live if we didn't have the summer, and that's what keeps the people away.
otherwise, we would be inundated.
Yeah.
We'd all be doing Airbnbs here, and we'd all be running little coffee houses and be richer in hell. But thank God for the heat, because now we have Huns here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have like Attila the Huns here. We don't have a bunch of little goats.
No, we have dig-ins.
The goats leave during the summer.
Well, let's go in through some of the we've got a couple minutes to break. Mm-hmm. Let's take an early break, as a matter of fact, and let's come back and let's talk about Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and some of the
Movies in the Park.
Article and Movies in the Park.
Starts Friday.
What's your going to be opening movie?
The new Mary Poppins.
How fun. Okay, let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been in the business 15 years. Sharon Clark has cornered the market on how to take care of people and take care of people well, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Each person is hand-picked to be with your family. She'll sit down. Sharon will sit down with your family, seeing exactly what you want to have and the services and the care you want, not what she wants. She wants to help you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. Been voted best in the North State so many times I can't even keep up with it. Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine. Enjoy the store.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. It was green alligators and long necks.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Because I was afraid to speak, but I was just glad.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here, and we're with
Carl. Look at the producer. It's only been 10 years. It's only been 10 years, Carl. Why don't you kind of casually glance over at the producer who's waving at me, and I'm in here going, "Hey, where's Pokeland at?"
That's one of my favorite things about the producers, though, is when they're listening to us through break and things that we're going to be talking about, and then you come back from commercial, and they've taken a
That's right.
They bought a bow.
Well, Ashley theater, so she totally gets it. So we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine. I'm so excited that I got that correct this time. It only took me 6 years.
8:19 in the morning.
And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this program. One of our sponsors, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs, check them out, locally owned. And speaking of locally owned, we're going into, you know, of course, Movies in the Park, which you guys have created and sponsors. So tell us about that.
That was our return music, our nod to our first movie, which was this Friday the 7th at Caldwell Park. We will be there setting up probably around 5:30, just checking out equipment. So we'll be there early, but people can start showing up at any time. We usually get the music up and playing so that there's something to listen to and people read and play and
eat.
Green things. But we're right in front of basically the aquatic center, and the kids' playground is right next to us. So is the little BMX track. So kids are doing all kinds of things while they're waiting for the movie to start. Our first movie this season is going to be the new Mary Poppins, hence the music that we got coming back in.
In your big jumbo screen.
Yep. And we are very thankful and blessed to have our sponsors this year, Dignity Health, McConnell Foundation, and Sierra Pacific Foundation. Without them, this could not happen. So we work very hard. This is our
11th
year,
oh,
I think.
So proud of you guys.
11 years, and it just continues to grow. You can obviously follow us on Facebook. Or you can go to our website, which is www.enjoymoviesintheparkreading.com or just moviesinthepark.com. It'll lead you both there, and it'll give you all the movies, all the locations, and there is information for parental guidance. If you click on things, if you click on the maps, it'll give you maps and directions. It'll give you movie trailers. So we're really excited. We've partnered again with Turtle Bay this year, so we'll be giving away Turtle Bay tickets, and we have some other things that we might be working on. We have a gentleman that we're partnering with that is working with Lithia, so Lithia may potentially have cars for you to look at there.
Oh, that's
we're looking
cool.
at doing possibly one of those tornado money booths where you get to, you know, possibly to win and get in and try to collect as much as money as you can in a minute.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're just continuing to do some really cool things.
But the one that James has, the money cyclone there, is a little bit different. Most other people put like dollar bills and $20 bills. He puts quarters in his, and it pummels you. It pummels you. And if you can walk out without bleeding, you know,
it's kind of like a sandblaster.
No, of course I'm kidding.
We're doing resurfacing.
No, of course I'm kidding. So you can go. Really? So you can just, and it's all the money you can grab while the wind's blowing there.
Couple
of
rules, but yeah, you know, that's the idea. So we have got some things that we're trying to work on and make happen this year. Dignity, obviously being a sponsor, we have our new VIP Dignity section. There's an actual 12-foot by 12-foot red carpet and velvet rope stanchions with Dignity orange blow-up inflatable furniture, mm-hmm. and you'll get free popcorn and drinks, but you sit right up in front. You have your own space.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how much is that?
So that I think it's a $2 donation for a chance to win.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, we do it a little bit just to continue to raise money things because
it's not
it's
free
expensive.
Here. It's not free to put those things on.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to participate, so it still can be free.
Yeah.
And then we'll
well,
have,
I mean, it's not free for you all.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, the people coming in, they can just come in.
Yeah.
But we'll
all
also
volunteers.
Have Rico's Taco Truck will be there. Mm. We should have Kettle Corn, Mad Colonel Kettle Corn. What is it? Kona Ice should be there. We're going to also have Taste and See Creamery, so you can get ice cream.
Oh, love it.
Going to have Pokey there?
I wish, right?
I wish.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, let's go into your magazine and find out. We've got about 6 minutes left on this break and talk about what's happening and Enjoy the Magazine, and where should we begin?
You were talking about the cover. This is a fun cover. This is this month's June issue is called Savor the Flavor, so this has got a real nod to food and preparation and health and that kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. And the cover is this beautiful little redheaded girl that she's so bright-eyed. And this cover was shot for us by Nigel Skeet. So
first time.
Cover by Nigel.
Oh, he's so wonderful.
We've tried to work together for a long time, and we just always, you know how busy he is, you know how busy we are, and finally we finally got to sit down.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a cool story in here that I read through that I really like on page 19. It's called Cuisine du Jour.
Right. We were talking about crepes.
Chef prep and hospitality classes at Enterprise High School.
Okay.
This is actually put on by James Leedy, who is a chef
He has been on our. They've been on our show. They've won prizes.
Yeah.
These young
great
people.
Story. Okay, let's talk about
so,
it.
So one of the things that's really cool is Chef Leedy has also created a line of seasonings that he spent years and years and years developing, and they're salt free, sodium free, but they still have the taste. Like there's some salt in there. There's the spices trick your tongue.
Sure.
And we carry them at the store.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, let me say something about James Leedy too. Besides this wonderful project he has with Enterprise, he's a veteran, and when it comes to the North Valley stand down for our homeless veterans, he's out there cooking.
Probably cooking. Yeah,
he's cooking out there. Yeah. He gives his time, and I just want to give a big shout out to this guy because he's he puts himself out there. He puts himself out for his kids, but he's also for veterans in this community, unlike some others.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he is a great guy. I know him personally, and he's just a sweetheart. But they have this really great culinary and hospitality class that goes on at Enterprise. It's two times a week for 2 hours each class. Other schools can participate. They actually will bus the kids into this location to do that. But they learn how to cook. And it's not just about cooking. It's also about entrepreneurship. It's also about thinking on your feet.
And science and math.
Science and it's like this whole thing. So he'll actually throw the kids off on recipes, and then when they realize that what they're cooking is failing, they're required to figure out how to save the dish, through other means. So it's critical thinking, and it's really cool.
It says in this article that he is in a 6-year at Enterprise. He had a 23-year career in the military, working as a cook in the Navy and Army. He was an executive chef at Holiday Inn in Reading, where he worked with students enrolled in Shasta Trinity Regional Occupational Program. So one of the back line, the very bottom line of this article is Wyatt Bolin, a senior headed to Chico State University to pursue civil engineering, echoes the sentiment, "When I start living on my own, I'll know how to cook something more than Top Ramen." I love that. Because I always think you need to teach your kids how to scramble eggs and do something else. But these kids that are going through this program, this is a sense of self-worth. Doing it on your own.
So this is just a part of the class. But you know what I've always said, and it's very interesting. I know your family is supposed to teach you these things. But to me, the word home ec sounds old-fashioned. But there needs to be a class like this that every kid has to attend. It's probably, but it's a life skills class where you're learning basic cooking. I mean, even proper ways of cleaning.
Right.
Proper ways of, how to take care of your taxes. I mean, there's so many things that you grow up with when you leave the home.
How to address an envelope.
How to address
an
envelope.
Sanitation. The importance of sanitation.
Life skills. Because, I have a lot of really great employees that come to work for me and they're young. But it is amazing what they don't know these days. Amazing.
Is it because, I've got to ask this question and we're going to have to take a break. Is it because perhaps, where was the breakdown? You've got to watch your family. It's not just all being on the internet and phones. You can't really learn the basic skills if that's what your life is.
Right.
You've got to get down, like we talked about, if you grew up and you have a gardener and a maid, you don't know how to do things.
Right.
Because you're not weeding on the weekends or you're not tucking the sheets or cleaning the
I wouldn't mind one like that.
And chores are very important to teach kids. Chores are important.
I agree.
It's part of a family movement about bringing chores back into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Laundry.
Yep.
And eating at the table together because there's manners, a conversation. But I'm just curious that you've got 20-somethings coming into work for you and they don't know how to address an envelope?
Nope. Not even close.
Well, no, how to fold it and put it in an envelope, but here, and watch them eat sometimes. It's scary because, it's not all of them, but you see them, it's just like, hey, let's just shovel it in here.
There's just definitely, I noticed a gap that's happened.
A gap.
There are families that their kids are they're taught, and then there are those that aren't. And my whole point is schools are intended to help pick up that slack. They're not there to be parents.
It should be a class on life.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it should
life
be called.
Skills.
Banking. How to balance a checkbook.
Yeah, right. You were like
how to make deposits. How to make house payments. How to,
this is what a mortgage is.
Yeah.
And this is how you pay
interest
off a mortgage.
Interest rates.
This is how
credit
you save
card debt.
Money. Yeah. All that. things that's going to hit them because when they hit 18, they go out there.
And they do have mandatory compute. You have to take a computer class. So you learn how to use the computer and Microsoft Word and Excel and that kind of thing. It was mandatory when my kids were in school. Mm-hmm. But, Yeah, so why isn't a life skills class
mandatory? Why isn't a life skills class mandatory?
And I mean, that right there in itself is worth a pot of gold.
It is.
I mean, if you leave school out of high school, for you decide to leave home early, you know, you at least have some basic life skills that you're just like not a complete.
When they're 18, some of them go out there. They go to they'll go to get a trade, and they go right to work. You know, they've got a good paying job, but if you don't, if you haven't been trained on how to budget your money and do all these things, pretty soon they've got this really expensive hogback growler car, and then they're in debt and they lose it. And even though they're making good money. Okay, enough of this. We sound like a bunch of old people. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. He is a master windshield repair specialist. He's been through the schools. He understands what it takes to keep you safe in your car, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. It's Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business, a great deal of integrity here, professionalism. He's not going to waste your time. When he does something, he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson'sPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. 3rd of June, 2019. It's about 76 degrees, going up to 96 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, a dedicated group of professionals. They're wanting to help you experience how to move your dreams forward in our community. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop on by at the one down here in California Street. And the new one's going to open up any day now, right there on Hartnell. All right. Hey, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store with James Posada and Rhonda Alvey. And now we're getting into, you know, we're getting into these different stories that just, it covers the North State. And if, and it's such a professionally done, a beautiful magazine that, hello, we all on?
There we go.
Yay!
Sorry, double tap that.
That's
right. Double tap.
Yeah. She tried to tap me out.
All right, so five days to the magazine, Tried and True It. Let's talk about Mamma Mia and the show coming up at the Cascade with the big summer musical. It should be blasted. It kicks off June 15th. And you've done a John Truitt directs Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater's little special article.
And I love the title, Tried and True It.
Tried and True It. That's right.
We're big John Truitt fans, for sure. And I'm really excited to see Mamma Mia. This is directed by John and going to be at the Cascade in a couple weeks. And this is a play that he really, he said this play found him. Mm. He didn't go out searching. And I think that he's going to do a great job directing it. It's got some great talent. Jocelyn Carter is amazing. And, of course, Blake Fisher, who's been in a lot of stuff recently at the Cascade. But
maybe this will be my chance to see it. I have not seen any of the Mamma Mia things.
Right. Well, we love the movies. And
Is it a good movie?
Both movies are good. They're just because I love ABBA.
Yeah. Well, so do I.
I love the ABBA music, and I'm sure this is going to – I've never actually seen a Mamma Mia production as well. Hmm. So this is going to be, you know, I'm all about ABBA. I've just seen the movies. But anyway, here we go. He praises the team behind the performers. We get to work with incredibly generous, talented music directors and choreographers. Well, so this is wonderful that you've highlighted this.
Yeah. Well – yeah, like I said, John is one of my favorite people, and he does a lot for the community. He's the executive director of Viva Downtown.
And Viva's been so kind to us, too, for continuing Movies in the Park, because Viva is umbrellaing Movies in the Park under the nonprofit
so that
we can operate. Yeah, and so we work through Viva. So they're an amazing organization to have as a downtown, just in your community in general, but it's a national downtown association. So other cities throughout the country have their versions of Aviva. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. But, yeah, you know, Cascade Theater, amazing restoration, amazing facility to have.
Yeah, we went there Saturday night. Dancing with the Stars was.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And
who ended up winning?
Well, we had...
Were you a judge this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a judge this year. We had a tie. We talked about it earlier. A tie with
Pete Metz. For Judge's Choice. Yeah.
For Judge's Choice with Pete Metz and...
Stacey Reeder.
Who was from Shasta Regional.
Yeah. I didn't know Pete's had some feats.
Yeah,
Pete's had Pete had... You know what? Pete's a courageous guy, but his partner was really good.
Yeah.
You know, the whole secret is being able to have, you know, who you surround yourself with. So.
Yeah. Pete's good there, and she was just, like, doing flips over, but Pete was in the middle of it. You know what? A big shout out to Pete, because he led off the whole thing.
Yeah.
And being number one out there just is, like, what's going to happen?
Well, not only is it hard to be number one, but also it's like by the time you get to the end, not that you've forgotten, but you know what I mean? It's like your sizzle has kind of waned only because you've now watched other things.
So the first and the last performers were the ones that got the tie. Because they were always came out one and six, one and six. And then the gal from won the championship from raising the most money, and she was wonderful as well. And you've got her name there, who was with Sierra Pacific. And then we had
Armando was
was fabulous.
Yeah. Armando was a you know, he did it with scarves. You know, I saw the first one. And it, you know what? It was it was very and this was his creation.
Creative. Colorful.
And it was a story of life, you know, from birth to meeting your loved one, and you know, and then to death. So it was quite interesting. Like it was something we've never seen before.
But again, the Cascade Theater is wonderful. And in your issue, you've got, like you said, there's a lot of food. There's a lot of restaurants. You've highlighted the Chinese restaurant out of Weaverville, which has been there forever.
You ate there, right?
You know what? I went there to take pictures. I did not eat there. I was.
You talked about orchards, and I love you got a little map in there about Discover Treasures Untold, and it's all about your antique guide. I love that antique field guide. You could just spend all day just hitting a little antique store.
And it's such a blessing to be able to come on air with you guys and share, but even just in an hour, we barely even scratched, and I always try to tell people, you know, if they haven't looked at Enjoy, you really got to pick it up because – you know, there's so much going on in this little
and so much so many different things too. So
there is.
And this issue is really geared around food, but it's not all just food. It's not all about
whatever
food.
We have on the cover is just a theme, and it's a predominant theme. But there's still always so many other things that are going on in the magazine that aren't related to that theme. Just
and
in
we
case
could have
don't.
Made this all about food.
Well, let's encourage everybody to know that you are here on the third Thursday night. At 6 o'clock, and you go into depth with people or products or people who've created the products. And I want to talk about one of those products because I'm looking at it in the magazine. I'm very interested in it. And you've got here Tasting Sundays from 10 to 2. Can you share that with us? As we're looking, it's called Introducing Sutter Butte's Seasonal Drink Mixers.
Yeah. So we've recently, maybe about a month and a half ago, started opening on Sundays to try to support what's going on downtown. A couple of the other businesses have. We're getting a lot of tourists that come through, and they're very appreciative that there are things to do downtown. So we're open from 10 to 2, so they're limited hours, but we're open. And we've made it our tasting days. So for each month, we pick one of the items in our store to taste for that month. So for that month, you can come in and just try it. And what we have going on right now is a line that we've carried for a long time, but we carry it off and on. And they have a very large selection from balsamics and oils and spreads and all these things. But this is one of their newer items, and it's their seasonal drink mixes. So they're non-alcoholic, but they're based for you to be able to mix with all kinds of different things. And they have Sutter Butte has a very extensive recipe section on their website.
Oh, lovely.
So if you're learning. But, yeah, so these are cocktail mixers. There's strawberry and Meyer lemon. There's lime. There's peach, lavender, peach, ginger. So you can make and the things that you make with these, you don't have to be alcoholic based.
Right.
They can be mocktails or virgins. But my wife and I use them also to flavor what is it, sun tea?
So you put the big tea out and love that lavender sun tea.
Yeah. And so these are really great gifts. We've actually had a lot of success with them. And so we just at the store on Sundays, you know, put a little soda water in, and so you can get the base flavor, and then you can get creative about, you know, what you might want to mix with them. So, yeah. So, anyway, this is one of the newer things that we've brought in from Sutter Butte, and we just really have a good time trying to show people what Northern California has in ways of products. So
what's the difference? What's happening? Okay, here we are in June already. I mean, what's happened to 2000?
I know.
19, I know.
I know. I mean, halfway over.
It's the year I forget.
It's the year I forget. Exactly. We've had so many, like, you know, tornado, drama, trauma, snow, snowmageddon. I mean, we could go down the list of things that we've, you know, had in the
hail.
Yeah. So what's exciting for you that's You were doing some remodeling in the store. Let's
that'll constantly be going on. We got some big things that I'm trying to work on. I don't know that they'll happen. I don't want to say anything yet, but we're trying to expand the store once again. Obviously, you know, our partners down in Red Bluff, Kate and Brandon Grissom, who own the Enjoy store down there, are owners of Cedar Quest Winery and Brewery, which has been in our store for a long time. They're coming close to completing the new tasting room and brewery next door to us at the Enjoy store here in Reading. So we're super excited about that. This is our June issue. So next month's issue, we've got some really great things that I won't speak about, but we're going to be doing a really cool introduction to Northern California on a really super cool project that's underway. So you'll see that as an exclusive and Enjoy. They've partnered with us, and we're super excited about that. What other things are going on, Rhonda? We've got...
Gosh.
I mean, you know, it's just one thing at a time. Movies in the Park's my whole focus right now, because you just have to get it up and off the ground.
Again, Movies in Park, if you're tuning in or you're driving... to school or to work. That's this Friday at Caldwell Park, and it's the new Mary Poppins film.
Yeah.
Starting
we have a
at
lot on the back burner that's in simmer mode.
Right, simmer mode. I like that because we're in a year of transition again and all this other stuff. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about another article. It's called The Wild Side.
This is a good one.
And, yes, and I can't wait to hear more about it. And I'm sure you will, too. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. You need a great haircut. This is the place to go. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can just go down there, and it's an enjoyable place to be with Tim and Logan down there. But you give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. You just don't walk in anymore. 244-9478. You know, I kind of enjoyed waiting around sometimes for, you know, 30, 40 minutes because you catch up on your reading and, you know, you listen to what's going on around. So, you know, there's no, like, sawdust. You can't spit on the floor or anything like that. So, but it's still man's last call.
All right. And on that note, we got to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Back in a moment after these messages.
Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said, discover is not the book, so open it up and take a look. Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Backo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backo and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM.
You mentioned Wild
Wild Things. That's right. You were talking about Wild
Cat.
Wild Side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Monday morning Wild Side, baby.
I want to remind everybody that this Thursday at the Barron's Eaton home, you know, right across from the courthouse, there's going to be a ceremony honoring June 6th. D-Day, it's the 75th anniversary. Honor Guard will be there. We're going to be singing National Anthem. Linda's going to be there singing a couple of choices or songs. They're going to discuss the importance of the celebration and the tradition, and then an ice cream sundaes for all.
What time is that again, Carl?
That's at 7 p.m. on June 6th. And then on June 6th, also at 12:30 at the VFW Post, 1934 in Oregon Street, there's going to be a meeting for anyone who would like to talk about the Veterans Clinic. And that'll be at 12:30 also on June 6th. Okay, hey, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine. They've got so many great things in here.
Yes.
We can barely touch on enough, but this one is the Wild Side.
I thought that was an homage to you being a cougar or something.
I don't know. It sounded like, you know, hey.
Was that Caitlin?
Caitlin's come in. She's got a flat belly now, so she must have had her baby.
The baby. Diane's holding the baby out
there.
Oh, the
baby's here.
Yeah.
But let's just see the baby first.
Oh.
Caitlin's talking a full head of hair.
Caitlin's lost 40 pounds in a week.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Oh. If I didn't see the baby, I would have never thought she had a baby.
The girl has a flat stomach.
I know.
She was a big girl carrying that baby.
She was a big girl. She was so
and then
like.
And now she looks like.
And it overcooked, too. You know, it's like it was past 9.
Oh, you're a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, my God, how perfect. All right, let's get back
so
into
sweet.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Wild Side. Harvest Wild.
Page 27, Harvest Wild, Field to Table Eating. So this is a really cool article. I really, I read it and I was just like. Amazed, but this is something that I was looking forward to the whole time that we were putting this magazine together. And this is a young gentleman that basically started his career as a young boy that loved to fish, got bitten by the bug, and bugged his parents, his mom, all the time to take him fishing. And he just is an outdoors person at heart, loves to fish, loves to hunt, cook. So they've created this Harvest Wild,
him and his wife, Michelle.
Michelle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Started this organization to kind of get people back out into the wilderness. And then at our store, we've always carried this book that has been done by a woman. Her name is Wolfgang, and she is highly educated on how to eat and gather from the you know, the
foraging
forest floor. We have a book that we carry that she's written. It's one of our most popular books that we sell. She's partnered up with them, and they've created this kind of like full circle for hunter-gatherer.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, and then they work along with another gentleman that is a trained chef from, I think it's Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. And you can see the picture here. He's a quite a stylish, handsome-looking young guy.
Yeah,
and look at that plate. And this is all kind of wild foods put together. And so they've created this just really cool, dynamic organization where you can go out and fish and hunt and learn to forage. And it's right up my alley. I really want to do this with one of my boys, if not
so all is this, three of what, them. Do you go with a group and then you go and you catch, you hunt, you gather, and then he cooks, and mm-hmm. then it's something, or is this a restaurant?
There's all different types of
packages
that you can do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, John Lewis, who wrote the story, when he called the guy to do the story, the guy said, well, come on out, I'll take you fishing. So, and John's a fisherman, so he was just in his glory. And took him out fishing and showed him a few things, and John said he was a great interview. So,
wow.
And this is a three kind of a three-page article, right, too, because it's quite dynamic.
Well, it says, Harvest Wild seeks to return the old-fashioned cooking that can transform free-range, wild-caught game into dishes that even the most hesitant of palates can consume. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going back, you're going out, so you're collecting, plants that you would consider weeds, but they're not because they're very mm-hmm. tasty. And
this woman
edible.
Says that like 90% of the weeds that we tear out of our garden and throw away are actually usable and edible from some form.
So, you know what, it's this kind of thing, and there is an upsurge in people, from cities going out, and women, especially a big upsurge, they're going hunting mm-hmm. and harvesting their own food and then coming back and using it. I mean, you don't have, you talk about being organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally organic.
And this last weekend, I got the privilege and pleasure to go up to Boyce. Do you know Boyce Muse?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So we went up to Boyce's cabin for a wild game feed.
Yes. I said, we have another couple friends that were at that event.
Yeah. And so there was...
His cabin?
Yeah. Well, it's not... Well... It's a log mansion.
Yes, it's a log mansion. Okay, so wild game feed. Okay.
So we had, he cooked, and we had the most incredible lobster. I mean, and then there was elk, and then there was venison. What else? There was chicken, and turkey.
Could that have been pheasant?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So, but anyway, and then the rest of us all brought dishes to pass. So it's kind of like a little bit of a potluck, and they did the main. And it was delightful. I mean, all the company was amazing. It was so beautiful. We sat out on the deck, had drinks, and just socialized. And
well, you know, down in Anderson, they have the wild game feed.
Yeah.
And you can eat, almost anything.
The elk was amazing.
Yeah. Elk is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
But,
so,
yeah, he does take you. You can go deer hunting or, there's
pigs
and, or, yeah.
So he takes you out of their clinics, according to what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. how do you find out? Is there a website you go on? Okay.
Yeah, harvestwild.com.
Okay, and then that's how you probably book a like a three-day, because I said we like to take you hunting or whatever it is, then
so
foraging.
So it looks like like maybe it just is fishing, maybe it's just hunting. Maybe you want to do hunting and foraging.
And then they cook.
Yeah.
Then you cook, which I just think is fantastic. Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that a highlight of today. And we appreciate you so much. We're going to talk more about the store, what's happening in the month of June at the store. Of course, you've got your Sunday tasting from 10 to 2.
10 to 2
Movies
on Sundays.
Movies in the Park to round this up. Movies in the Park on this Friday, your kickoff season.
Yep.
What do you have next week with Movies in the Park?
Next week, that's a good question. I didn't...
Okay, so we can go online and find about that.
www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd think I would remember.
No, that's all right.
So
you got a lot of things.
Head,
You know, the sizzles.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is that? That's just right down the street.
It's
here
a commercial
us.
Kitchen that you can rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of different kitchens that
for different types of cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
there's also real quick. I wanted to shout out an article here on page 55. It's called "Enjoy the Journey." This is a young gentleman that is just absolutely amazing, and his name is Brody Angler.
Angley.
And he's an amazing person, and he would be great to have on your show.
Okay.
He's, This article is just really heartwarming and touching and just amazing. Also, real quick on the back there, too, I just totally forgot, you know, our recipes this month were partnered with Cafe Paradiso. They are doing our recipe for the month, and it's an appetizer.
Cool watermelon and mint salad. Yeah. I stopped right there and went, ooh.
So you can come into the store and get, you know, the recipe cards, but you can also go into the restaurant and try that. So they are our partner this month for our Enjoy recipe. So I'm super excited to have them on board. And doesn't it look delish?
Oh, my gosh. It looks, and it's wonderful. They're in little martini glasses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love watermelon and mint salad, first of all. So I love this ingredient. So pick up your Enjoy magazine today. And remember, the third Thursday you'll have Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the store on at 6 p.m. on North State Now.
Yeah.
This is a style kind of magazine as well.
Unfortunately, my partner here is having to man the ship alone for a few weeks.
Well, no, because okay. Yvonne's doing it
well,
with
I
me.
Well, I know.
All right. That. Well, that's cool.
Because I have flight school.
More yeah. about that when we come back.
You mean like, flying planes?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm doing it with my son.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us
Thank
this
you.
Morning. And tomorrow we've got some a special show planned.
Yeah, you know, the battle is being joined again. So we'll have it on Facebook today. And everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 96 today. Do not leave your animals or people
in the car.
They'll be dead when you come back.
That's horrifying.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.